Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, folks. Today, we're looking at a website that's been making some serious waves in the financial world. It's called Marked to Fantasy. We've been digging through the data on this one. So, what's it all about?
It's pretty chilling. The title is a play on the accounting term marked to market, which is when you value an asset based on its current market price. But the site argues that in the world of private equity and private credit, that's not happening. Instead, they're marking to fantasy, keeping valuations artificially high even as the world around them is changing.
So we're talking about a bubble.
A massive one. We're looking at nearly $10 trillion in assets under management. The site breaks down how these firms use what they call the EBITDA add back scam. They take a company's earnings and basically add back expenses that they claim are one-time costs, like restructuring or even rent, to make the company look way more profitable than it actually is. It's like telling your bank you're rich because you didn't count your mortgage or your grocery bill into your monthly outgoings.
And the site shows this isn't just a theory. They've got solid data to back it up.
Exactly. They've mapped out over 12,500 companies and $700 billion in pension fund exposure. They're showing how these shadow defaults are creeping up, around 6.4%, while the funds are gating redemptions. Meaning when investors try to get their money out, the door is locked because the cash simply isn't there.
It sounds like a house of cards. But let's get to this so what. How does Bitcoin fit into this mess? Because the site seems to suggest we're at the panic stage of the bubble, with so many pension funds at risk.
That's where the solution part comes in. See, the problem with the current system, as Marked to Fantasy exposes, is opacity. These private markets rely on human judgment, or fantasy, to set prices. There's no real-time transparency, and the value is whatever a fund manager says it is, who, by the way, rake in huge fees each year these private equity-based products exist.
And Bitcoin is the opposite of that.
Correct. Bitcoin is the ultimate mark-to-market asset. It trades 24/7 on a global public ledger. You don't need a specialized rating oracle or an SEC filing to know what a Bitcoin is worth. The market tells you every second. It's the antidote to opacity.
So while these PE firms are hiding behind Bermuda affiliates, Cayman Island structures, self-interest, and complex debt layers, Bitcoin is just, well, it's just there. Sound, hard, immutable, and transparent.
Precisely. It's a truth machine. When you have a financial system built on addbacks and synergies that never happen, Bitcoin offers a neutral, decentralized alternative where the rules are set in code. Not in a boardroom, not perpetuated by self-interest and bonuses built on complicity and ignorance. It's a proof-of-work system versus a proof-of-fantasy system. If the PE bubble pops and wipes out pension funds, Bitcoin stands as a lifeboat because it's the only asset that can't be marked by a fund manager. It can only be marked by the truth of the market.
Hard truths for a fantasy world. For those who wish to explore further, check out the show notes for the Proof of Fantasy website.
It's a powerful website for sure. As ever, financial education is key. Drive your exit plan and ensure you are the one in control of your financial future. No better way to do this than to build your own digital assets-based business, based on blockchain, smart contracts, and immutable ledgers. Increasingly owned by those who are escaping the fiat system, one block at a time. Accelerate your ability to escape with our DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.